Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Age of Scientific Wellness. Why the future of medicine is personalized, predictive, data-rich, and in your hands. By Leroy Hood, MD, PhD, and Nathan Price, PhD. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. Introduction. This is a book about the future. It's about the promises, pitfalls, and challenges we will have to overcome if we want to take the next big leap in human health. Not everyday progress that comes incrementally, but exponential improvement in the human condition. Our deeply held belief, which has emerged from our personal and scientific experiences, is that we are in the first stage of the largest paradigm shift in healthcare since the beginning of modern medicine, a time when the fundamental ways in which we approach health will change so profoundly that we will struggle to understand why we ever did things any other way. Soon we will be able to track and optimize the health trajectory of every individual throughout their life. We will be able to keep their bodies healthy and their minds young much longer than we do now. New technologies will make it possible to vastly improve the well-being of every person on this planet. Yes, every person, for we should consider wellness to be a fundamental human right and strive to share these benefits broadly. This admittedly bold vision begins with a dismantling of our contemporary medical paradigm, a model that is really sick care rather than health care. In today's world, medical interventions happen long after a disease has taken hold, following a centuries-old medical playbook that goes like this. 1. Wait for something to go wrong. 2. Try to identify what caused the problem. 3. Try to fix it. 4. If it works, try the same approach on the next person. 5. If it doesn't work, treat the complications, or write a death certificate and move along. Even when the current model for care does work, significant damage has been done. We have long known that people who contract one disease are more likely to become sick with another. Diabetes increases the risk for dementia and coronary artery disease. Cancer increases the risk of pulmonary thromboembolism. And so it goes. It is true that risk factors for any one disease are potential starting places for many others. But there is another reality that physicians and researchers are beginning to recognize. Our body is a system of systems, in which the perturbations caused by disease in one place can lead to seemingly unrelated problems in other places. It does us little good to view the human body in binary terms, as either well, in which case medical care is unnecessary, or sick, in which case it is. Yet this is how our healthcare systems are built, not just in the United States, but around the world. But there is a whole spectrum to wellness, and a long trajectory in the progression of disease to end-stage illness. This book offers an alternative, a vision of 21st-century medicine that might meet and prevail over the vast medical challenges of our time. This vision begins with the dismantling of our current binary framing of wellness and disease in favor of the more nuanced, more accurate, and more commonsensical notion that each person's state of health exists on a spectrum across wellness, transition, and disease. It should go without saying that the healthcare of the future will seek to optimize the amount of time that we are well. Yet contemporary medicine does very little in this regard. Most of us, as a result, are less healthy than we think. It is likely, in fact, that the physical and mental youthfulness, vigor, and resiliency that represent the wellness phase often only exists through the first 10 to 15 years of most people's adult lives, perhaps as little as 20% of their adult lifespan. If you are older than your 20s, it is very likely that you have already slipped out of a state of wellness and are in a phase of transition to disease and aging-associated declines. This phase can occupy a large portion of our lives, and yet it is all but completely ignored in the current healthcare paradigm. In fairness, this is partially because it has long been almost impossible to see these early wellness-to-disease transitions clearly. Soon, however, we will have the capacity to identify these transitions and safely intervene, reversing the movement toward disease and returning individuals to outright wellness. We will be able to do this again and again throughout the course of a person's life. We, Lee and Nathan, are both optimists, but we do not foresee a future in which we beat back all diseases altogether and forever. If and when a transition to fatal disease does happen, it should come swiftly and as painlessly as possible, capping a full, productive, healthy, and happy life of overwhelming wellness. So, how do we get there? Wellness, transition, and disease. Our current health trajectories feature an early period of wellness followed by mostly imperceptible transitions, leading to the onset of diseases in the middle of life. More than one in four adults in the United States has at least one diagnosable chronic condition by the age of 44, and about two-thirds will be diagnosed with a chronic disease by the time they reach the age of 65. So it is that many of us spend half or more of our lives in a state of disease, whether we know it or not. The idea that drives our new paradigm is to optimize each phase of the human health trajectory, lengthening periods of wellness and improving its quality, detecting and reversing transitions at the earliest possible moments, and greatly delaying, if not altogether avoiding, disease. We will do this through a data-driven process we call scientific wellness, an approach that will extend the wellness phase from the 20s to the 80s and eventually beyond. There are three categories of information we need for every person to implement this data-driven vision of wellness and prevention. The first is the genome, the source code of life, which is virtually invariant throughout a person's lifetime, save for the case of the mutations in cancer cells. Despite major advances in genomic analysis that have brought down the cost and time it takes to sequence an individual's genome, fewer than 0.01% of the people on this planet have had their entire genome sequenced. Even though this only has to be done once, it's a first hurdle on the path to data-driven health. Thankfully, this is now simple to do through numerous affordable commercial offerings, and hopefully soon will be a routine part of healthcare. The second is the phenome, an assessment of your body's status at any point in time during your life as a result of the interaction of your genome, your lifestyle, and your environment. Your phenome changes continuously, and it can be sampled at any time through certain measurements, such as the gut microbiome and blood analytes, which are the proteins, metabolites, and other molecules that move through your body and mediate many of life's functions, including energy production, nutrition, and cognition. Because the phenome is constantly changing, it needs to be sampled far more often than the genome, ideally several times a year, and this is a rather big second hurdle. The third category is digital measurements of health. This might be the easiest of the three, as there are already hundreds of millions of people worldwide collecting this kind of data on themselves, most often through the use of smartphones, watches, smart rings, and other wearables that can track their heart rate, body temperature, respiration, activity level, calories consumed and burned, sleep, menstrual cycles, blood sugar, hormone balances, and more. With these three categories of data in hand, we can begin to assess the optimal physiology of one's body and brain, and detect early transitory phases many years, even decades.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?